When will I turn away from sin, Ya Rab? When will I, oh Allah, become good, Ya Rab?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, welcome back to our silsila. And in this silsila, as you may know, that we talk about some of the major sins that have been mentioned in the hadith and in the Quran as well, and some of the major sins that the ulama have mentioned as well. Now, the reason for listening to these kind of bayans and to learn about these major sins is, as we know, that the scholars have said that whoever does not take care of his iman by committing major sins or making a habit of committing these major sins, that person can lose his iman at the time of his death. So as Muslims, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it's very important. The most pride possession that we have as a Muslim is our iman. And you cannot put a price tag on this iman. It's something that is unique. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, such a valuable gift that Allah Ta'ala has given to the Muslims. And in return, we need to be taking care of our iman. The scholars, they've mentioned that a person who is born a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala has done a great favor upon him. Yet Allah Ta'ala has not guaranteed that that person will die as a mu'min, as a believer. So it's up to us. Everyone, each and every individual person should be taking care of his iman, trying to learn the knowledge. You know, we spend hours and hours reading books on social websites, chatting away with our friends. Why not sacrifice some of that time? I'm not even saying sacrifice. We're not doing anything. Most of the time is just chatting away with people. So why don't we just leave that and just concentrate on our main reason for coming to this world. For coming to this world, our reason was that we were created to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Yet in return, what are we doing? We are wasting our time, our precious time, all these breath that we are breathing. Every time that we breathe, that breath is never going to come back again. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, concentrate, leave everything for a short while, because today we'll be talking about a few other major sins that can destroy a person's iman. But before that, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we learn about the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, there are some towering angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. When they pass by a gathering of zikr, they say to each other, sit here. When the zakireen, those doing the zikr, make dua, the angels say ameen to their dua. When they recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the angels also recite durood with them. When they disperse, the angels say to each other that there are glad tidings for these fortunate people, as they are returning with forgiveness. SubhanAllah, such a beautiful hadith, that those people who get together to remember Allah Azza wa Jal in a mahfil of zikr, in a mahfil where Allah Ta'ala's name and alhamdulillah the virtues of Allah Azza wa Jal and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal are mentioned, and then the recitation of durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is done. So alhamdulillah, in these, my dear Islam brothers, in these gatherings, a person, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by the angels saying ameen on his dua, Allah Ta'ala will forgive their sins. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. The first major sin that we're going to talk about today is to make decisions against the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned inside the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 45, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And whoever does not judge according to what is sent down by Allah, it is they who are the unjust. Yani this is Surah Ma'idah. Now what has been sent down means the Quran that has been sent to humanity, to the people. So whenever we do anything, if we are chosen as a judge or as someone who is going to make a decision, always, my dear Islamic brothers, make your decisions according to the Quran and according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Do not be unjust on anyone. Do not be, favoring or have favorites. And then because these things, like Allah ta'ala, He says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, that these are the unjust people. That whoever do not judge with the Quran and the Sunnah, this is very, very important, that whatever we do, we always judge accordingly to the Quran, and we be just in our decisions. Yeah, we be just in our decisions. If someone tries to bribe you, then we should not be taking the bribe. Like we mentioned in the previous silsilas, there's many types of bribes, not only people giving money or people giving you a plot of land. Bribe also means that if someone, he invites you for food for dinner. Well, the reason for inviting you for dinner will be that because he wants to talk to you and he wants you to become on his side. Now that is also part of bribery as well. So may Allah Ta'ala keep us away from this sin as well. The other thing, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 159, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, indeed those who hide the clear proofs and the guidance which we sent down after we made it clear to mankind in the book, upon them is the curse of Allah Azza wa Jal and the curse of those who curse. Yani those people who hide the clear proofs, who hide the proof, they know that so-and-so person is the truthful, so-and-so person is the unjust person, they will hide that proof. Yeah, so as a judge, as someone who is going to make a decision, we need to be really, really careful that we make the right decision. And my dear Islamic brothers, because remember, if you do zulm on anyone, if you do zulm and if you be unjust on someone, then that person is a mazloom. He is someone who you have committed a sin against. And that person, if he curses you, makes a bad dua for you, then it's recorded in the hadith that Allah Ta'ala, He will not reject that person's curse upon you. So, and then that curse, it will destroy you. You know, just for the mere sake of a few hundred pounds or a few pounds, why are we jeopardizing our iman? Why are we jeopardizing our hereafter as well? Whenever we are taken as someone's witness, always speak the truth. Never ever hide the truth. Because my dear Islam brothers, if you hide the truth in this world, that truth is going to come out any time. Yeah, it might be that you are alive, that truth come out, and then you will go through such time that you will regret it for your life. And then if there's nothing that we won't be able to find out, and you die in that state because you hid the truth, then what will happen is that punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal will be awaiting for you in the grave and in the hereafter. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions about the ulama of Yahud. This is what the ulama did at that time. Whenever it was written about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the ulama, they would ma'azallah sell their judgments for a mere amount of money. And Allah Ta'ala, He talks about these people in the Quran, these ulama of Yahud, that how, whatever they committed, all the sins that these guys committed, openly is mentioned in the Quran as well. And we as Muslims should not be following their way of life. We should be following the way of life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we see that at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that even if my daughter Fatima, she steals as well, and she is found to be guilty, I will chop her hands off as well. You know, so that is the just, the truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to acting upon the command, the law of Allah Azza wa Jal, no one is above the law. But now we see in our communities, in our countries, people get away with murder. People get away with everything. Why? It's because they have people, they have leaders, or they have people who are above them. You know, they're also corrupt as well. They're also sold as well. There are people who've got away with murder. People who've got away with taking, people's lands, people's possessions. Yeah, and then some people even, ma'azallah, come to a stage where they're homeless. And then some people are killed when they are innocent. And at the end of the day, the poor are the one who get, killed because they can't find a case, fight a case. There was an incident where one of the rich man, his son, he committed a rape. And at the end of the day, he was found not guilty. Why? Because of money, because of influence of a person's character, because the influence of a person's status in the community. And ma'azallah, if that is the case, my dear Islamic brothers, no matter if you are found not guilty in this world, and you are guilty, then what is going to happen to you inside that grave? We can do whatever we want. We can use our influences. Yeah, I've got money. I can buy people. I can buy judgments. I can buy that judge. I can buy that barrister. I can do anything I want because I've got money. You know, Fir'aun had money as well. Haman had money. Qarun had money. What is their ending? What happened to them? There are people, there are signs for us that we should look. Look at the signs. Open your eyes. Look around you. Where are all these great people who thought that they were great? These people that they thought that they're the ones who rule the world, they're the owners of the world. What's happened to them? So in return, my dear Islam brothers, if we've committed something, if we've done something wrong, accept that. It's better to take the punishment in this world rather than take that punishment on the day of judgment. And there is a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that a qazi, a judge, there are three types of judges. One will enter paradise and two will enter hell. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he further on, he says that qazi, that judge who makes the decision according to the Quran and Sunnah, he understood the truth and he made a decision, he will enter paradise. And the qazi, the judge who knew the truth but deliberately he did injustice, he did zulm on a person, he knew what the truth was but deliberately he made the wrong decision, that person will enter the fire of hell. And the third type of qazi judge will be that the one who didn't have no knowledge. He had no knowledge of that situation. He had no knowledge of the Quran. He had no knowledge of the Sunnah. And then he makes a decision. That person, that judge will also enter the fire of hell. And in this way, my dear Islamic brothers, we need to think to ourselves. If someone has put us into a situation, or if someone, and you know, if the ulama-i kiram, the awliya-i kiram, you know, these people were such that they would always run away of being a judge amongst the ummah. Look at Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So many times was Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked to be the judge, but he always refused. And look at the other big scholars of our time, such scholars that my dear Islam brother, subhanallah, who knew thousands of ahadith by heart with the chain of narrators today. You know, just imagine how hard it is to learn one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the chain of narrators. And these great scholars knew thousands of ahadith, including the narrators, the chain of narrators. Yet look at their simplicity and their fear of Allah, that they did not want to be the judge over the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fearing that they would be making the wrong decision. And today, people are dying, you know, to be a judge. People are dying to become, you know, the leader, the qazi amongst the people. And in ma'azallah, you know, if you look at the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a great khalif in his time, there were people who were sent throughout the Muslim world to give zakat to those who are in need. And that person, he would report back to the Amirul Mu'mineen and say that, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, there is no one eligible for zakat. Everyone is giving zakat. No one is taking zakat. Alhamdulillah, such a great era in the Muslim ummah. Alhamdulillah, you know, we're talking about these people. When Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he became the Amirul Mu'mineen. All night he was crying in the fear of Allah. What am I going to do if I make a wrong decision regarding the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would always, you know, he would hit himself with a stick and he would always address himself, oh son of Khattab, you could not even have 5 camels standing in a row and now you become the Amir al-Mu'mineen. You become a leader. Remember, do not be unjust to the people or else you'll be destroyed. Now, these were the humble sayings of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Alhamdulillah, at the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. All these khulafa, yeah, when they became the judges of the ummah, they would fear Allah for making the wrong decision. What if we make the wrong decision? What's going to happen? Even though, my dear Islamic brothers, a mujtahid is someone, even though if he makes a mistake, he will still be rewarded because of him being a mujtahid, someone who is on that level to make these decisions. Yeah, and now today, you know, people are fighting to become a judge of the Supreme Court. People are fighting to become judge in the courts. And how much Islamic education is very, very important. Because if you are dealing with Muslims, then you need that Islamic education. And especially, you need the education of the Quran and Sunnah. Because without the Quran and Sunnah, you're not going to make a decision. You cannot make a decision without the Quran and the Sunnah. So my dear Islamic brothers, in another place, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that someone who takes bribery, Allah azza wa jal's curse will be upon that person. Someone who takes bribery. You know, and if we look at our society today, our culture, our country today, what do we see? We see people paying, you know, whatever you want to do, you've got to give bribery or else nothing is going to happen. You know, such people should be fearing Allah azza wa jal. You know, such people should have the fear of bribery itself is a major sin. Bribery itself is a major sin. And then you've taken bribery. And then now you are also the judge of the people. Yeah, it doesn't matter how many people that you were made a judge upon. Yeah, you make the wrong decision deliberately. Yeah, now you've committed so many sins. You've taken bribery, which is a major sin itself. And then you made the wrong decision, which is a major sin itself. So just imagine, my dear Islamic brothers, we need to think to ourselves that as Muslims, we need to fear Allah Ta'ala and we need to fear that we are going to be resurrected on the day of judgment. And what if people on the day of judgment, they grab hold of us and they say that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, He was the one who was unjust to me in the world. And then we be punished on the day of judgment. Everyone will be looking at us. And then we will be punished and thrown face first into the fire of hell. So my dear Islam brothers, may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to make the right decisions. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the next major sin we are going to talk about is called the Dayusi. Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, three types of people will not enter the garden of paradise. Number one is someone who disrespects his parents. And that is another major sin that we've talked about in this silsila. Disrespecting the parents. Number two is a dayus. And number three is a woman that wears clothing to adopt or to be like a man. She wants to be resembling like a man. A woman who resembles like a man or who dresses up. So these three types of people will not enter paradise. And my dear Islam brothers, dayus is someone whose wife, she goes out to see other non-mahram men. The wife, she will go, and that person, he doesn't care where his wife goes and who she meets. Then that person is called a dayus. So it's very important as because we are the leaders of our family. Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. The man is made the leader over the women. So we need to be taking care. Where does our wife, where do our daughters, you know, do they meet with people and we don't even know? Or even if we know, yeah, we are happy with that. So we need to understand, my dear Islamic brothers, you know, we are Muslims. Just don't follow the culture of the non-Muslims, of the kuffar, because their culture is totally against Islam. You know, we are following, alhamdulillah, the beautiful religion of Islam. And we should be Muslims through in and throughout, 100% Muslims. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kafa. O believers, enter into Islam fully. You know, we don't follow a religion which is a part-time religion. We don't follow Islam as a weekend religion. We don't follow Islam just a religion that we go to Jummah on a Friday and that is Islam. No, we are Muslims. We need to be acting and following every single saying of the Quran. And today, you know, there's so much bay-hayai, there's so much nudity out there. You know, Allah Ta'ala forbid, you know, that's the ma'azallah, that nudity has come into our homes in the form of dramas and films. And majority of these dramas and films, yeah, all the actors, ma'azallah, they will be non-Muslims. And we see the amount of filth that has come and crept into our homes. And because of that, so much is happening because the thing that is shown on these dramas, yeah, what is shown on these dramas? Partying, ma'azallah, azza wa jal, people committing affairs. That's what you see on these dramas. As Muslims, is that what we're supposed to do? As Muslims, are we not supposed to keep away from these things? As Muslims, are we not supposed to keep ourselves and our other Muslim brothers and sisters away from this filth, rather than, ma'azallah, inviting them. Yeah, inviting them to watch the films. We are text. We text so and so, watch this film, that's going to be on. Yeah, we book cinema tickets. So and so film is going to be released. Ma'azallah, on the day of Eid is going to be released. A day of Eid is supposed to be a day of happiness, a day of enjoyment. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala is rewarding the Muslims on that day. And that day of Eid should be spent in the remembrance of Allah. Where does our day of Eid be spent? Apart from reading the Eid Salah in the morning, and which some people don't even read that as well. Where is our day spent? Where do we read our Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha? That's it. Our Eid is just Eid morning, wear new clothes, go to relative's house, you know, eat food, chill out, enjoy your life, and that's it, Eid's gone. That is not what Eid is about. Eid is about pleasing your Creator. Eid is about pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal and acting upon the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, because Allah Ta'ala, He has rewarded the Muslims because Ramadan was prescribed to the Muslims. Because Muslims have kept fasting in the month of Ramadan, Allah is rewarding them with the day of Eid. And how are we taking that reward? We are taking that reward in the totally opposite way. Again, my dear Islamic brothers, you know, if we are, you know, we need to be really, really careful that what our women at home, how, who, you know, they mix with, we need to be aware of all these things, so that, you know, we need to save them, because these same women or daughters or children will be a means of us taking into the fire of hell, because we never taught them about Islam. We never kept them away from the sins. Yeah, and sometimes a person thinks, oh, forget it, man. These guys, you know, they're talking nonsense, ma'azallah. So always, my dear Islamic brothers, look at what Allah Ta'ala has given us and save your iman, because this iman is very, very important for us to save. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward me and all of us, and inshallah Azza wa Jal save our iman. The next kabira, major sin that we want to talk about, is about men who dress up or who do things that will resemble a woman, and a woman who will resemble like a man. And Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ. Para number 25, Surah Shura, verse number 37. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that he reports from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that a woman who dresses up or who wants to be like a man, and a man who dresses up or wants to be like a woman, that person and that man and that woman, they will be cursed. These people are cursed. And then another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that a woman who dresses up like a man, Allah Azza wa Jal will curse her. You know, and then we need to look at our children. You know, because every time you start from the beginning, our little children, you know, for a daughter, you need to give them clothes that are made for girls. For boys, you need to give them clothes that are made for boys. Now, if someone, you know, he has children, they wear clothes, and if it's a boy, you give him clothes that are made for girls, or vice versa, then that is putting them into that habit. And then there is another saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that us mard par jo auraton ka libas pehne aur us aurat par jo mardon ka libas pehne, la'nat farmai. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed the man who wears clothes that were for women, and a woman, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed the one who wears clothes that were made for a man. And in the same way, my dear Islamic brothers, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith is mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that I saw two types of people in the fire of hell. Number one, I saw that they had a little stick that resembled the tail of a cow or a bull. And the second, I saw women that were wearing clothes, but they were still naked. And according to this, the Mufassireen, they say that talks about a woman who does not cover her body properly, who does not cover herself. And what is the sitr of a woman? What is the sitr of a man? These are the major, or the, as you can see, the faraiz ulum that we need to think and we need to act upon. And sadly today, what do we see now? You know how true the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. He's told us what's going to happen in the future. And we see today, ma'azallah, women, they're wearing clothes, but they're still naked. They'll be wearing clothes that are very thin, or they'll be wearing short-sleeved clothes, or clothes that will not even fit their body properly. And sadly, ma'azallah, this is so common. Again, where do we pick up all this from? We pick them up from the films, we pick them up from the dramas. You know, so-called educated people, you know, who think that by wearing these type of clothing, you know, some, astaghfirullah, people, you know, they call them backwards, those who wear the hijab, or those who wear the clothing according to the sunnah. These such people, you know, they will call these people backwards. Why? Because they are acting upon the sunnah. And people say, look, we've come a long way. We're in the 21st century. You know, and then sometimes people even go to that extent that they say, look, we live in a country, yeah, where people are wearing these type of clothing, so we need to be wearing the same type of clothing. You know, where does that say in the hadith? I've never heard of this from the scholars, that a person, wherever you live, you need to wear clothing according to them. Wherever you live, my dear Islamic brothers, are we not a Muslim? If we live in the Western countries, are we a Muslim? If we live in Middle East, are we not a Muslim? If we lived in Asia, are we not a Muslim? If we live in America, we are all Muslims, aren't we? So wherever you live, it doesn't mean that we keep and we leave our traditions, we leave the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We would always act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of the signs that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of these women that were being punished in the fire of hell, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that these women, they will attract people towards them, or they want to be attracted to other people. You know, so the women, they want to be attracted, they want people to look at them, ma'azallah. They wear perfume, they do the dress-ups. Why? It's because they're doing it for someone else. They're doing it for someone else. Why are you wearing that type of clothing? Why are you wearing all this makeup for? Who are you doing it for? Yeah, it's always for someone else. Yeah, I'm doing it so that people can look at me. And ma'azallah, by putting up this perfume and all this makeup, and then a non-mahram woman, a man sets his eyes upon you, he's committing a sin, and you are the ones who are making him commit that sin. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that these women, they want to attract the opposite sex towards them. And another example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that their hairstyle will be as such that it will be like a hump of a camel. And we see that today. Women, their hairstyle is like at the back, they want to make a, and even this hairstyle is called a camel hump. You know, can you see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about these such women? And even they've named that as well. It's called the camel hump. Yeah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's mentioned in the hadith that these one of the signs of these women will be that they will have camel humps. And you see women, you know, dressing up, they will be wearing tight clothes with a camel hump on their head. These are the women the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I saw these type of women burning in the fire of hell. And then at the end of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, wo jannat mein nahi jayengi aur na uski khushboo sungengi. These women, they will not enter paradise, and neither will they smell the fragrance of paradise. And at the end, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that even though the fragrance of the garden of paradise can be smelt from a very, very far distance, yet these women will not have the fragrance of paradise. How? You know, this is so unlucky. Why are we writing our name on the list of unlucky people? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1400 years ago has mentioned this. This is, I mean, black and white, that these are the type of women. Why are we wanting to be these kind of women? Why can't we have on a wedding, why can't we wear simple clothing? On a wedding, why can't we not please Allah Ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instead of pleasing the shaitan and pleasing other people? You know, it just doesn't make sense. We've read the kalima of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. We've got the Quran. We've got the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why are we following these kuffar? Why are we following these people who are against our beautiful deen? Why are we following the ways of the shaitan who is against? And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna shaitana lil insani aduvum mubin. That the shaitan is the open enemy. He's your open enemy of the humans. Why are we following our enemy and the enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal? I'm not saying that everyone's like this. Alhamdulillah, there are weddings that take place and that are according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And such wedding, you must have seen that on Madani channel. When Amir Ahl Sunnah's prince, Alhamdulillah, Shahzada Attar, he got married. And then Nigrani Shura's sons, when they got married. You know, that is such a simple wedding. You know, on weddings, people want to, you know, people say, Ma'azallah, that what kind of a wedding is it where there's no music and no dancing? That's not a wedding. You know, who says that is not a wedding? That is the true wedding. That is the true sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I can remember that when Shahzada Amir Ahl Sunnah, when it was his wedding, you know, they were reading the Qalam and Amir Ahl Sunnah and all his sons and so many people who were sat in Fazan Madina, they were crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is what you call following the aslaf, following the pious predecessors. Yeah. And then our weddings, you know, we spend thousands and I won't be wrong if I say that we spend thousands of money on clothing. And clothing as such that's only going to be worn just for one day. That is it. That clothes is not going to be worn again. Do we not fear Allah? Do you not fear that one day when you die, all this skin that we are taking so much care of, you know, we're putting all these fragrances just to look beautiful. And even looking beautiful for other people, not even for the sake of Allah. For other people, this beauty is going to vanish. This beauty is going to go. This beauty is going to finish. And then when you're in the grave, when the insects start to eat away on your flesh, what's going to happen? So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, are those brothers who are listening to this, you are the leader of the house. You are the one who is in charge of your house. Make sure that these things don't happen. You know, you might say that there's a lot of pressure on me. You know, we need to, alhamdulillah, make an environment at home. These three major sins that we've talked about, these three major sins seriously today are the causes of deprivation in our society. They are the causes of all evil that is happening in our society today. You know, so much filth in our homes, so much filth on the streets, so much filth in our neighborhood. Our youngsters are growing up and moving away from the deen, ma'azallah. Our youngsters are growing up taking drugs, drinking alcohol. You know, their way of life, their attitude, their behavior, nothing to do with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to be following the actors. We want to be following a rapper, or a rap artist. We want to be following so and so. You know, open your eyes. Allah Ta'ala has gifted you with iman. Why are you denying this gift of Allah Azza wa Jal? Alhamdulillah, come to Dawat-e Islami. You want to learn about the deen, you know, and then the shaitan will stop you. He will come up with 101 excuses. Don't go to the ijtima, don't go on the qafila, don't act upon the madani inamad, don't do this, don't go with these people. You know, why? Why do you not want to come to the masjid? When Allah Ta'ala has made the masjid such a sacred place, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that those people who spend most of the time in the masjid, these masjid will be a means of transport on the bridge of Sirat on the day of judgment. And we are trying to keep ourselves away from this. Now, we are doing zulm on our own self. We're being unjust to ourselves. We are putting this, you know, this body of ours, which cannot withstand a mosquito's bite. This body of ours, we cannot withstand even the slightest pain. A prick of a needle, we can't withstand the pain. And then just imagine, my dear Islamic brothers, if this is the punishment, and no doubt the punishment in the grave is going to be very, very severe. The punishment on the day of judgment will be, we will never ever be able to withstand that punishment on the day of judgment. So now it's time we open our eyes. Just like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that you will open your eyes once you die. You will see the reality. You will see the reality of the life that you spent in this world. And then there will be no use crying. And there will be no use saying, I wasted my life. Now is time. Whatever the muballighins, whatever the ulama, the scholars, the hadith, the Quran are mentioning is for our benefit. And those who will take heed of these benefits, inshallah, will not regret on the day of judgment. May Allah Azza wa Jal save our iman and guide us on the bridge of Sirat as well. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When will I turn away from sins, yeah.